Washington lawmakers convene a short 60-day session today. Several issues are on the front burner, including homelessness, guns, climate change, and whether to expel Republican State Representative Matt Shea. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this preview.
First, a bit of context for the next 60 days. Democrats control both the House and the Senate. Since it's an election year, they will no doubt be looking to deliver some key wins to their base constituencies, like labor unions. As for minority Republicans, they're likely to step up their role and their rhetoric as the loyal opposition. In fact, that's already happening. Here's Senate Republican leader Mark Schessler using strong language to describe the business climate in Washington at a recent legislative preview event hosted by the Associated Press.
Our job creators haven't seen anything but a hostile environment from state agencies or state government and threats of more hostility towards job creators.
Schessler is especially critical of a tax package that Democrats passed last year that mostly targeted business. Meanwhile, incoming Speaker of the House Lori Jenkins, a Democrat, isn't completely ruling out more new taxes for 2020, including a capital gains tax.
I've been the prime sponsor of the capital gains bill for 7 years, so it's not as though I don't support it, but I'm not really sure that we'll have to see if the work has been done on that and if folks are motivated on what the investments might be for that.
Something else that's on the table is a ban on so-called assault weapons and limits on magazine capacity, something both Governor Jay Inslee and Attorney General Bob Ferguson have endorsed. Jenkins says she expects both of those bills to get a hearing and be discussed among House Democrats, but she says there's no guarantee they'll pass.
But I do expect us to continue to move forward every single year on addressing gun violence and suicide as it relates to firearms.
Schessler, the Republican leader, accuses Democrats of using coded language about guns.
It's not gun safety, it's gun control and gun seizure.
One gun-related measure that could pass with bipartisan support is a move to an Oregon-style centralized background check system run by the Washington State Patrol. Currently, local police do the checks for sales of pistols and semi-automatic rifles. If there's an issue both Democrats and Republicans agree is a priority, it's homelessness. A new Crosscut Elway poll says it's the top issue for voters. Inslee, who's running for a rare third term, is proposing to tap into the state's constitutionally protected rainy day fund to get people into shelters and out of what he calls unhygienic conditions. But lawmakers seem wary. I pressed a bipartisan panel of lawmakers about what they're going to do to address the scores of people now living in tents and under tarps.
Is this just our new normal and we're just going to live like this? Or is the state legislature actually going to consider it an emergency and go out and do something about it? I think it's a pretty simple question.
There is more work to be done.
This is Democratic State Senator Patty Kuderer, who chairs a new Housing Stability and Affordability Committee.
I think your point about people living in tents is valid. We do need to do more.
But what the legislature might do over the next 60 days to address the homelessness crisis is still not clear. Casting a shadow over the start of the session is what to do about Republican State Representative Matt Shea. A recent House investigation concluded that he's a leader in the Patriot movement who helped plan an act of domestic terrorism. House Republicans have already suspended Shea from their caucus and stripped him of his committee assignments. Jenkins, the incoming speaker, wants to go further.
Matt Shea should resign. And if he does not resign, he should be expelled.
Expulsion is almost unprecedented and would take a two-thirds vote of the House. For his part, Shea calls allegations that he's a domestic terrorist a lie. He says any effort to kick him out of the House based on the findings of the investigation and without due process would undermine, quote, the very pillars of our republic. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.